This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least four people were killed and 20 others wounded Thursday as gunfire erupted in Lebanon's capital amid protests against a judge investigating last year's deadly port blast. Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for calm to be restored and urged people not to be dragged into civil strife. The army warned it would open fire against anyone shooting live rounds. It was not immediately clear what triggered Thursday's violence. Supporters of the militant group Hezbollah and its allies had gathered near the Palace of Justice in Beirut to rally against Judge Tarek Bitar. The groups have demanded his removal, accusing him of conducting a politicized investigation, singling out certain officials. The August 2020 explosion involving improperly stored ammonium nitrate at a port warehouse killed more than 200 people and injured thousands more while destroying parts of surrounding neighborhoods. The United States is donating 17 million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the African Union, bringing the total American donation to the continent to 67 million doses. The U.S. previously donated 50 million doses to the AU, which includes some of the world's poorest nations among its 55 member states. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the donation Thursday during a meeting with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Kenyatta said the United States has done its best to step up in terms of not only helping Kenya, but with the African continent in general, with regard to access to vaccines. The White House said it chose the one-dose vaccine for its unique advantages. That vaccine has not been as popular in the United States. This is VOA News. A 4.5 magnitude earthquake struck the Spanish island of La Palma overnight Thursday. It was the strongest earthquake recorded since the island's Cumbre Vieja volcano began erupting last month. Spain's National Geographic Institute reports the earthquake was one of as many as 100 that shook the island in the past 24 hours. Earthquakes have been a regular feature of the volcanic eruption that began on the island September 19th. Meanwhile, 300 more residents have been ordered to evacuate from towns in the path of the lava. The eruption has forced more than 6,000 people already to abandon their homes on the island. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez visited the island Wednesday and said the government is considering additional aid for the island residents and its industries. The government has already approved about $250 million in assistance. La Palma is part of the Canary Islands archipelago off the northwest coast of Africa. Guinea-Bissau's armed forces chief announced on Thursday that members of the military had been preparing to launch a coup d'etat in the small West African country. The head of the armed forces announced Thursday that officials had identified a group of soldiers who had been paying others in their ranks to, quote, subvert the established constitutional order. He said some of the soldiers who took bribes denounced the organizers of the plot. The former Portuguese colony of Guinea-Bissau has suffered four military takeovers since it gained independence in 1974. The most recent was in 2012. The Israeli military says that troops have shot and killed a Palestinian who was throwing firebombs at cars on a main highway in the occupied West Bank. The incident occurred late Thursday near Beit Jala, a Palestinian town south of Jerusalem. The military says soldiers opened fire at two suspects spotted throwing firebombs. It says one of them was shot and killed while the second was arrested. The highway is used by Israeli residents of nearby West Bank settlements. There was no immediate comment from Palestinian officials. An advisory committee with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has unanimously recommended giving booster shots of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to people age 65 and older, as well as other vulnerable Americans. It's an important marker on the road to getting booster shots to the more than 69 million people who originally got the Moderna vaccine. The decision would bring guidelines for Moderna in line with third shots of the Pfizer vaccine, which was authorized less than a month ago to a broad group of Americans. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.